Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for a son, and now he serve it to the masses. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't trying to go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace, peace, what's good? Welcome back to the number one father and son podcast on the planet Earth. All right, Urban X Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Malcolm. This is the artist formerly known as the Black Dot. We're here with you guys in the building. What is good, Pops?
What's good? What's good, man? Everything is everything. It's an amazing time to be alive.
Yeah.
We didn't do a show Monday. Holiday-ish. And yeah, then not a lot was popping off.
That too.
And so we want to make sure that we always bring you quality shows with tons of information. We have so much information that came through over the last day or two.
Yeah.
And we are here to share that with you guys.
What is good, everybody? What is good? Hope everybody had an amazing long weekend, right? Vacation, yeah. like you know, a little holiday weekend. Hope everybody enjoyed it. The kids are back at school.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I even had an opportunity to go down to Delaware and see my little man.
Yeah.
My little man, Noble, right before school started. Hang out with him, you know what I'm saying? Give him a prep talk, you know, give him the ins and outs of pre-K, you know.
He forgot all about that as soon as you left. He threw that all out the window as soon as you guys left.
He kept it. You know, he kept it in there. You know what I'm saying? How to move, how to compliment the teacher. You know what I'm saying? Make sure, you know, everything go good on that end. Somebody hits you. Look around. Yeah. Like, don't do that no more. Then, you know, you take it to the head when nobody's looking. You know, a little tactic.
Yeah.
Nah, but it was good to see him. It's good to come down and chop it up with you guys for a while. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, we are here.
Thank you guys for joining us. Any announcements? We're having a sale going on right now at shopurbanx.com. 30% off site-wide.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Get your stuff. Get your Hotep emergency kit.
Yes. You know what I mean?
I've received like that.
30% off everything on the site.
Everything.
Embossed hoodies, only like really large sizes, like extra large, 2X, 3X. And they going about for $40, $45 or something. And the weather's changing. Before we bring new stuff in, you need to get those.
Go get those.
Of course, the emergency Hotep kits. As a matter of fact, impromptu tomorrow, Malcolm, we should probably do the UrbanX shopping network with a timer at the bottom, you know, and hold up the merch. And when people order, we say, hey, we got an order out of Chicago. let's get real, you know, hood with it. But everything on the site is 30% off.
Okay. Malcolm beginning to get that real salt and pepper look. Yeah, man, listen, man, it's here.
You need to get the KT Botana. I think it's called Botana. It's an oil that KT, the arts degree, sell. It'll bring the blackness back.
I'll get some.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm too far gone to diet now. You know what I'm saying? Like, people would just see me like, what the hell?
Well, hold on.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I'm looking at you. Like, what?
I just came from the barber. And he was... Papi. Oh, wait, Papi. Yeah. No. So you're never too old, man. You're never too old. Do these run... They embossed. Yeah, they run true to size.
Absolutely.
And them joints, as you know, if you got one, them joints hug you. You don't even need a jacket with that on. That's gonna be true to size.
That is quality. All right. We ain't did a roll call in a while.
Let's get a roll call.
Yeah, let's do a roll call. Cause even last show we didn't do the roll call.
That's what I'm saying.
Austin, Texas, in the building. What's good?
South Africa in the building.
Harlem, by way of BK, what's good?
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta, what's good?
Yes.
LA, what's good?
What's good?
Is that your stomach?
That is my stomach.
Jesus.
My stomach, guys, yeah.
Jeez.
Well, you know, when you're carrying, you know, the baby start kicking a little bit, you know. This is what happens. Man.
Melbourne, Australia in the building.
Wow. I love it. Down under.
Right. Massachusetts in the building. Panama City, Florida in the building. New Haven, Connecticut in the building.
Hawaii's in the building.
Austin, Texas. Nacktown was good. Memphis, Alabama. North Charleston.
Panama
Cleveland,
City. Yes.
The Bay Area, San Jose, Richmond. Oh, my gosh. Y'all everywhere, man.
Everywhere.
Pittsburgh. All right.
Ascending Goddess at Tampa Bay's in the building.
Thank you guys for joining us here. Don't forget to hit the like button, and let's get started, man.
Let's do this.
Is show, guys, this is show 491, all right? I'm going to keep highlighting this because we've been here, been doing this thing, all right?
Yes.
Gonna keep highlighting it.
Yes, that's a fact.
It's no small feat.
No small feat ever.
All right.
You are tuned into the sounds of UrbanX.
Yo, because
the mic is right by your stomach.
Well, let me bring the mic up and over out the way, because God damn, that shit got me saying
that is disturbing. Oh, also, real quick, I'm on day 18. Of my 75 hard challenge. Day 18.
That's right? Big.
So I think I'm gonna like every like maybe 20 days or so, or like I don't know when, but I'm gonna do like videos like explaining like my thought process through the journey to that point.
Yes, because it's something that UX90 member Troy Ben said. He said, you don't know who that person is on the other side of such a journey. And I thought that was key, especially if you've never done it before. And so when you finish something monumental in your life, you're introduced to a new portion of yourself, especially if you didn't think you can do it.
Yeah.
I remember fasting for 10 days. I did 9. Mama Dot did 10. I think she was just trying to one-up me. But on the end of that 9 days was like, whew. And you know, yeah, a couple of years back, I did the abstinence thing for a year.
That was nuts.
That was nuts. It didn't end well, but that's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
But you don't know who you are until you challenge yourself and others. Because if you're not challenging yourself in life, then like you're just in the way.
Yeah.
And your challenge and your journeys, as we speak about, is about you. Forget what everybody else is doing. It's really about you, you know?
Yeah. And then somebody asks, what do the workouts
stop being a bitch.
Yeah, I felt that. I felt that. Somebody asked, what do the workouts consist of? So 2 workouts a day. It's just movement. Like if you can't expect yourself, if you're working out hard every single day, no rest, you're going to hurt yourself. And your body's going to shut down on you. So one day, me and my lady, we went out for a walk on the track. And she walked with me. I did more laps than she did. But she walked with me and we both got it out. And then I came inside and I stretched for 45 minutes because my body was shot to that point. You get what I'm saying? So it's some kind of movement for you, right?
Like, yes.
Make it for you, but move. That's the idea.
Make it for you. I agree. And just, like he said, just move, man. Move. You don't just exhale. You exhale and inhale. So in that process, that's the rest process. That's the go hard process. Same thing with everything else you're doing. It runs like that. Somebody said they did 35 days without marijuana.
Nice. Nice. Do you take creatine? Yeah, I do. I do. It's good for you.
I was watching Wanda Harris in the pool, auntie in the pool.
Yeah.
She was doing her laps, again, challenging herself in areas that, you know, she may not have challenged before, because that's what this is really all about.
Yep.
All right, you ready, Matt?
Let's get to it, man.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So what do you want to get to first?
It's so much going on, Malcolm.
Yes, a lot happening. Yeah.
And I want to get into the subtitle of the thumbnail, which is, what did it say on the thumbnail again?
What's going to happen next before the election?
What's going to happen next before the election?
So now, today news dropped of another school shooting. Right. So this happened in Georgia, 4 dead, I think 9 injured.
Right.
And that didn't happen today. That happened
yesterday,
a couple of days ago. Right. But what happens every 4 years before the election, or in the middle of this cycle, something like this happens to where it like revs up the news cycle again. It revs up political agendas again. It revs up the same people, those same, you know, media political figures to kind of give them like an extra win. The same way like a rap beef in our world gives all the black podcasts an extra win.
Yes.
These school shootings, these police shootings, something like that, it always does the same thing in the political sphere, right? So when we ask the question, like, what happens next? So somebody asked me recently, like, yo, like, it's the same playbook. Like, what's going to happen after this, right? So is it going to be civil unrest, protests that lead into riots, that lead into, again, a different conversation when it comes to policing, when it comes to what they call a peaceful protest and stuff like that? Like, you guys saw what happened in 2020 with George Floyd situation. Like, is that going to happen as a result of this? Or because now, you know, gun control is always a very easy thing to go to fall back to when one of these happen. And then it was something like there was some racial undertones as well, because when they were reporting on it, they kept showing a black kid who was actually a victim of the crime. He wasn't the shooter. He was actually a victim.
Yeah.
And they were framing it as if he was the shooter, right? So is race going to play another part of this, right? He was white, and then the way they're going to report it, he was lonely. He wasn't. He was a loner. He didn't talk much in school. He was bullied.
He was abused. Yeah.
It's always that, because if it was a black kid, you know what the conversation would be. And apparently, as Eric Cromartie said, that the feds had the kid on the watch list due to some of his searches and stuff like that. It's always the same story.
Yeah.
So what is going to happen next? That is the question. You can guys can let us know in the chat. Let us know in the comments below. What do you think is going to happen next? What do you think is going to happen, Dad?
Well, let me add to this, because someone sent me a post about how the computer world is a simulation of the real world, right?
Okay.
So follow me on this. You think about something or you search something, next thing you know, they keep showing it to you.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That is a simulation or reflection of your mind's ability to draw to you what it is that you want. It's the law of attraction, right?
I love that, yes.
So
yes.
In the real world, you want something based on how much you want it and how much energy you focus on it will really determine at what speed that it comes into your life. But it will come into your life if you hold the thought. Now, as I mentioned, there are a couple of hacks. And so if you get enough people together to help you hold the thought for you, it yeah. accelerates the process, right? Fake it till you make it is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Now, also in the computer world, if you download something, there are hacks. You could hack and download something that you ain't supposed to have, Malcolm, right?
Right.
However, you run the risk of it having a virus connected to it. I need y'all to follow me on this, right?
Okay.
So
okay.
You could download a virus and no telling what you get. In the real world, these hacks are done by ritual and knowing certain invocations and, certain chants and certain blood sacrifices may bring what you want to you faster, but you run the risk of having a demon, you know what I mean? Or something also come into your mix that you must continue to feed with some form of sacrifice. Now, why am I saying this? I'm saying this because a transmission I received, and I've said it before, is that this whole thing is about time. People are trying to steal your time and occupy your time so that you don't realize that everything you ever want, you can have at any time you want. And so that's why we keep seeing these events over and over again. Let's not forget football season starts tonight.
Yeah, right? we're competing with the NFL right now.
Right, so we're competing with the NFL. However, it also means that cycle has restarted,
right?
And so there's a lot that goes on as we move into the election season. Football is a distraction. Music is a distraction. Movies are a distraction. Crime is a distraction. The election is a distraction. It's all by design so that you won't have time to figure this out, figure yourself out, and focus in on what it is you want, because you possess the same power they possess, but they know they create all of these illusions and all of this so that you can't put 20 minutes together of time of something you want.
Yeah.
Right? So that's right. What, when I saw the subtitle of this, of what's going to happen next, this whole thing is about robbing you of your time. Okay?
Right.
Yeah. All of this is about robbing, because you are who you think you are. And the more time you have to focus, listen, I want to get real rudimentary with it. I purchased this device. You set it. You set the timer, and the timer just goes. You can get this on Amazon. It's called a productivity device, right?
Yeah.
And what it does is things have gotten so bad in our life that you need to sit down at your computer or sit down at something and set timers to ensure that you don't drift off into this. And you can't use your phone because the phone is the enemy.
Yeah.
There's too much shit going on inside of the phone. So you can get these on Amazon, productivity devices, and slowly but surely, you have to start fighting for your time. It might be set the timer for 90 minutes and everyone in the family don't pick up their phone. Let's talk. Let's reconnect with each other. Or, you know, you could have work to do or this and that. This thing has gotten so bad that we don't, the Instagram, the social media, all of the events have robbed us. We're now, we in like a suspension of something, and it's only to rob you of the time you need to meditate, focus, and have your laser go from here. You know how, I mean, we used to have the magnet. You ever do the magnet thing where you put it to the sun and burn your hand and shit? You ever do that as a kid?
Yeah, you mean the magnifying glass, yeah.
Magnifying glass, right.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's a concentrated beam of light.
Yeah.
Like, if you do it far away, nothing. But the minute you focus it in, that beam of light begins to accelerate. That's the way thought and everything works. Our thought process is like this. We need to bring it like this. Whether you're working out, whether you're meditating, whether you're spending time with your children, sometimes get the manual timer, set it, and then once you start figuring it out, you don't need it no more. That's how much we've robbed ourselves of time. And then now, watch this. Everybody got a podcast. Not all of them are good, as you mentioned on your posts, but everybody does. And so now your time is even scattered even more. So we appreciate your time here. We don't want to waste it, but you are in a war for time.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say about that.
So, absolutely. Real quick, as a quick side note, there's a really good book by Cal Newport called Deep Work. And he talks about your attention or your focus being like a muscle that you just kind of have to build and rebuild. Because as you guys all know, that our attention spans are short. Goldfish have surpassed us. Like if you say somebody has, if you say somebody has the attention of a goldfish, that's a good thing because that's a good thing now because they actually have a longer attention span than humans do at this point. So,
and to add,
I'll say that
to the story about the shooter and all of that, that's right on cue.
Yeah.
They're going to start arresting the parents for that too. I believe
they did.
His dad got arrested today.
His dad got arrested. His dad actually bought him the gun for a holiday, I believe.
Yes.
That is, that's definitely going to happen. It's always the same stuff. It's always like, and what you have to peep is like the events always, they go back and forth between what side looks the best as a result of it.
Absolutely.
So school shootings always make Democrats look the best in a weird, eerie way because they are about gun control. They are about, you know, school safety and stuff like that. And they frame the Republicans of being on the opposite side of that.
Yeah.
So then the Venezuelan stuff that's happening, right?
Ooh.
Like those situations in Aurora, Colorado, I believe in Chicago, I saw some stuff happening and a bunch of other places. That is making the Republicans look good because the Democrats are saying, hey, we want everybody to be, Chuck Schumer was just talking about getting everybody legalized, who has come over here so they have the right to, you know, the American dream and stuff like that. So just, again, pay attention to it. Don't be consumed by it because you will really get lost for hours just getting caught up into it, getting like, I really believe 2021 aged me like at least 4 or 5 years because of the lockdowns, because of the mandates. I didn't know whether, I was so, you know, my son was a baby. I didn't know if they were going to like threaten to take him if I didn't let him. You know what I'm saying? I was so stressed every day of that year. You get what I'm saying? So, and then that's when I think that's when did the Ukraine stuff happen as well? Like, it was just always stuff happening and I was like really, really affected by it. And I had to just kind of like decompress from the show. You know what I mean? Like, we would do a show and I would have to like not listen to it, not rewatch, not do anything because I was so into it. So it's always be informed, because I remember saying something like, don't watch the news and stuff like that. A.A. Rashid got at me real hard about that. He was like, you got to know what's going on, but don't be consumed by it.
Right, right. And adding into the Venezuela thing, I don't know how true any of that is. Because there's people saying they taking over, and then there's other people saying, that ain't true. I'm here. I'm on the ground in Aurora, and I don't know what they're talking about. Right. And the fact that the Hell's Angels were heading out there. So whatever this is, even if this is a psyop of sorts, it's right in line with, you know, what's going on. Because they taking over something in Chicago, very close to O Block. Come on, son. Come on, son. That don't even sound right. Because the last thing you want to do is give black people a reason not to kill other black people. The last thing you want is for niggas to go, let's join forces. We now have somebody who don't speak English. No habla English. You know what I mean? And the only language that we need to know is this. Yeah. That's the last thing you want. Or is it? Because we spoke about this when this was happening. There were people who were saying, when them Venezuelans were coming in here, they didn't look homeless. Mm-hmm. These look like 30-year-old men. This almost looked like a military operation.
Yeah.
Now, if that's the case, now they all settled in these cities and they're positioning themselves. That would be the start of a goddamn civil war, would it not be?
Yeah, that's an invasion. You get what I'm saying? At that point. It's not migrants, that's an invasion. If they're getting here, being able to group and being able to mobilize and with weapons, that's not just
resources.
Right, that's an invasion.
Adams just extended or plans on extending the debit card situation.
Yeah.
$15,000 in food stamps, allegedly $5,000 in cash. If you're coming from a third world country, you might as well give them $500,000.
Right.
That's $500,000 in money.
Right.
You're talking about gangs who know how to organize and get here. That would, if they popped off, that was all a part of the plan. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You know? Problem, reaction, solution. And now you're going to be begging for the goddamn military to be on your streets.
Yep.
And that's what they wanted in the first place. Remember, we always talk about how did they get here? They just can't put military people on your street without you being alarmed. But if you ask for it due to a situation that occurred, then they never leave. I always tell you this, too. They never retreat. They never retreat.
Yeah.
So once they come here, they're going to be here for good.
Yep.
Start thinking about that, brothers and sisters. All right? Start thinking about how to protect your family in all aspects, in all senses of the word. How do I protect my family?
Yeah, I just got my Delaware license. You know what I'm
heard.
It's, you know what I mean? It's just about to happen.
Yeah.
Real quick, thank you for the super chat earlier. I didn't mean to not get to you. And 50-year journey, thank you for the super chat. And they said, we should all know, as Dots say, this kid is 13 years old. And when they questioned him and not his dad, he was 14 and his dad got him a gun and Kamala is running on gun control. Yeah,
So at 13, I think he made some threats.
Right.
He's on the radar. At 14, dad buys him a gun.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? Something ain't adding up.
Right.
Something is not adding up. Absolutely.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
I see a smirk on Malcolm's face. Oh, somebody must be here.
He's going to bed.
Okay. All right.
So condolences to legendary hip hop figure Fat Man Scoop. He passed away Saturday.
Yes.
He passed away on Saturday. He collapsed on stage. I saw the video by accident.
He passed away Friday.
He passed away Friday. It was announced Saturday.
Yeah.
He passed out on stage. I wound up seeing that video by accident. I hate seeing stuff like that.
Yeah.
They said, was it a heart attack? Oh, something to do with his cardio?
The results haven't come in yet, but it appeared to be something dealing with his heart.
Yeah.
He died doing what he loved to do.
Yeah, yeah.
My deepest condolences go out, because I just saw a video today of him and his wife, and they was goofing around and talking about some stuff. And so he was a monumental figure that wasn't talked about a lot, but he made DJ's jobs very easy because they began to throw his hype pieces in all of their records. And, you know, he spoke about how that happened by accident. And so our condolences go out to him. It was very hot in that venue.
Yeah.
He mentioned before that I think he had COVID not too long ago, a couple of years back. And he said he was never the same afterwards. I'm not sure if he got jibbity jabbed up or any of that stuff. But it was sad watching that video. Yeah. You taking your last breath on stage like that. And so deepest condolence to him and his family and his kids and
absolutely
stuff, you know?
He was like, his voice like is immortal. Like, especially if you go to any type of club, any type of party, they throw his songs, some of his mixes on there. Like, he is legendary. So definitely condolences. And then today we got news that Rich Homie Quan passed away.
Yeah.
And apparently, I don't know if this is confirmed yet, due to a drug overdose.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's confirmed.
That's the initial report. Yeah.
Right. He was 34 years old. He was a dad. Like, that's, again, all sad. And it's crazy because it always happens to the people, like, you just kind of, like, us, because he just, like, really got back into the mainstream media again.
Okay. Right?
Because I think his manager, somebody was going through something legally to where he could not put out music.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
When I was in college, you couldn't go to a party without hearing a Rich Homie Quan, Young Thug joint. Like,
me and my friends
listened to the Rich Gang mixtapes when we were at school, so... Like, there was a whole dance named after him. So, like Rich Homie Quan was a staple in my college experience. And I remember when he just kind of fell off the map. And then he started to come back out. He was on Mav's podcast. His name was thrown out there in the YSL case because of YSL Woody had said something. So, he was out a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact that he passed today, that was crazy.
Yeah, deepest condolences to him and his family.
Yeah,
You know, this, we have to stop promoting drug culture. It's time.
Yeah, yeah.
And because it is now a reflection of your thoughts and your frequency that you put out in some capacity. So when we spoke about it, when Biggie said, "I'm ready to die," and then his next album is Life After Death, you know, that's not a coincidence. Yeah. It's only a coincidence for those who don't understand how that this thing works, right?
Right.
Same thing with Tupac and his fascination with death.
Mm-hmm.
And so the projection of these thoughts and ideas lives somewhere.
Yeah.
And at some point, it bounces back and is coming back your way. You know, it's something to think about. And substance abuse has been going on for years. And see, I can't sit here because as I'm writing, I'm getting deeper into my self story, my book.
Yeah.
I'm reliving a childhood that was filled with it. You know what I'm saying? By the time I hit high school, bro, we was doing all kind of stuff. And so I can't get on a high horse and act like I don't know what that's about. I do. You know what I mean? And it runs deep. It's embedded in what you saw as a child, what you were fighting against. And so sometimes that law of attraction works the other way. It's not always positive draw to you. It's negative draw to you as well. If the subconscious mind is thinking about it enough, it does have no discernment on what's good and bad. And what's good and bad is an earthly bound thing. The universe didn't give a shit. That's like the universe giving a shit about a blade of grass. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck should I care? If I take a piss and piss on a bunch of ants, God don't give a shit about that. And so our mindset, right? I told you, I despised needles with the greatest of passion, and now I need them, right? Mm-hmm. And so that goes to show you how strong the subconscious mind is. And so when you start talking about these drugs, it ain't always, I just want to look cool. What are you fighting? What are you hiding? What are you suppressing that you don't want to deal with? What happens in the industry aspect of it that you're trying to suppress, that you really wish you didn't do, but it's with you now and you're trying to drown yourself out? What happens when success is fleeting, like you're not hot no more as you used to be? What happens when all of these things take place and the only escape you have or you think you have is the use of drugs? It's many, many layers to it. And so before I jump out the window on what was his drug use and abuse, just condolences out to his family and things of that nature.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
My man, B-Dell, he was at the Gathering of the Masters, young, brilliant mind. If you haven't checked out Brother B-Dell, he even suggested that it may have been a sacrifice from homie.
Yeah, listen.
Right? Like, if he beat this case, what's the guy?
Yeah. Young Thug.
Young Thug. You saw him already doing the had shit with the chickens at the beginning of the trial. So you know he knows some shit, right? Maybe this was an offering. We spoke about that hack to bring thing to you that you want. And so all of these things play in it because this world is not what you think it is, man. This is...
Yeah, listen, the thought 100,000% crossed my mind. I was just kind of like, you know...
Had to.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, he's in jail. That was cruel, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they fell out. I'm not sure if they got cool again, but that definitely did cross my mind.
And he said in his one of his last interviews, they got a lot of unreleased music. Him and Young Thug. You know what I mean? So how does all of this play into what we're talking about?
Got you. All right.
Yeah.
Let's get some more stuff. Hit the button.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
Yo, first off, I had something. Oh, real quick, shout out to Marlon Wayans because his interview on Club Shay Shay, last time I checked, was at 1.4 million views. And this was after Vlad had tried to clown him and said, "You barely doing 100 to 300K in your interviews. Why would I pay that 40,000? And he went on Club Shay Shay and did numbers. And Vlad missed out. That was a great interview.
Yeah.
Missed out. That was a great, great interview. Like, Marlon Wayans has so many stories.
Oh, man.
His just experiences are, like, really just rich. He has a lot of great insight as well. Like, one of the things that he talked about that I really resonated with is he talked about him landing the role of Robin in Tim Burton's Batman and Robin movie, right? Mm. He got that role. He was 19 years old. He got that role. And then at the last minute, he wound up, Tim Burton called him and said he didn't get the role. And he said, "Yo, did my career trajectory, if I had been in that movie," he said, "I'd have been out of here." He said, "But I was 19. Who knows if I needed that at that point?"
Yes.
Right? How many times have we wanted something at a certain time and you realize, like, you get to a certain point years later and you realize if I would have gotten what I wanted back then, I would have completely destroyed that.
Malcolm.
And yeah. And us being in business, you guys, we've been doing this since 2016. Like, oh, really, since I graduated, right? Like, we started to put the stuff together 2015 when I graduated. And if we had gotten everything we wanted back then, this show would not exist. Like, that's all I would say. Like, I don't know what the hell, I don't know what the hell my life would be like, but I get to this point in 2024, I'll be 31 in a couple weeks, right? And I'm saying if I'd got, like, my life would be completely different, and I understand why I was not supposed to have that back then.
Malcolm, I spoke to you many occasions on, I went up to Tommy Boy Records with my crew. I was 16 years old, and I was smoking it at Tommy Boy Records. They didn't want my crew. They just wanted me. But back then, being a part of a crew meant more than anything else. We didn't care about record sales and all of that. Everybody mattered. I had two DJs, not one. They tried to cut off one of the DJs. We were about the crew, right?
Right.
Now, at 16, I was already using drugs, cocaine, all that shit. Had they peeled me off at a 16-year-old kid coming from the domestic situation I was in, put me on records, I started traveling around, you wouldn't be here. How about that? Right? I was nowhere ready for that type of success, mission. You know, it was going to feed me drugs, a whole bunch of stuff. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? I might have been drugged. You don't know what would have happened. And so things happen for a reason. And I'm not being braggadocious or boast when I say this. I could have been one of many when it comes to being a rap artist. And that's no knock on them, because if you're a rapper now, you're like one of many. I became one of one as a result of not getting what you think you wanted at that time.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure. And remember, Marlon used to work for your Uncle Chill.
Yeah.
In the clothing store. Yeah. And Chill said he was funny back then. And at 19, it might have been a year or two, because he kept telling Chill he got a family, they're going to do some stuff. And so, how ironic. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, now, yeah, so that.
Yeah, back to the interview. I watched bits and clips of it. I don't agree with everything the Marlins did. You know what I'm saying? I thought in some of their movies, the depiction of, you know, the buffoonery stuff was a little bit above my taste. However, that's not my journey, right?
Right.
Overall, for them to take their family from nothing to something, that's their thing. It's easy to sit on the side and be critical of this and that. Hollywood is a weird place. Certain games have to be played within certain games. And so overall, I was pleased with their trajectory as a family. And I don't have to agree with everything. And that comes with wisdom. Because 10 years ago, I might have said, fuck all of them. Excuse my French. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And so once again, Vlad, trying to be a gatekeeper or determine your value.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Blew an opportunity, and you know Shayshay, he was right there, you know what I'm saying, to pick up the pieces. He's got the biggest platform right now, and, you know, and the numbers are going to validate Marlon Wayans' worth, you know?
And Vlad is on the cusp of losing one of his golden gooses when it comes to his interviews, Tony Yayo. Because apparently, Tony Yayo, or 50 told Tony Yayo, he got $5 million from him or something to that effect if he just starts his own podcast and stops doing Vlad.
Yes. Yes.
So,
and I love it, because what 50 is saying is, bro, I'd rather you tell your stories on your platform and we can make money together, that's what I'm there for. I'm not here to just put money in your pocket. I'm here to add on to something you can do. And it's a chess move, because it's one thing to tell people stop going to Vlad.
Yeah.
And it's something else to create platforms and say you don't have to go to Vlad. And so 50 has that power right now to do so. And he utilized it. And now Tony Yayo, I wish somebody would do that for Urban X. God damn.
Facts. Facts.
I mean, if 50 offered me $5 million, we'd have to, you know, first we'd have to knuckle up, because I've said
crush the beef.
A lot of things. A lot of things, 50. I mean.
Yeah.
You know, let's just get it out. But it wasn't personal. Right there, right there. You signing right there. Urban X, $5 million. We in. You know. Yeah. So congrats to Tony Yayo. If he so chooses to go that journey.
And then speaking of 50, so he was on Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast, and he told a little story about Dame Dash, about when he got like $1 million advance, Dame Dash told him that wasn't no real money. And he broke it down, you know, taxes, once you give your homeboy some money, this, that, and third, like, you know, $1 million isn't no real money. And he said, $1 million, that's a lot of money to me where I come from, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, now I bet he thinks that's a lot of money because he ain't got no money. Now, Dame Dash, the egomaniacal person that he is, he challenged 50 to go original movie for movie, because he's a mogul, right? He got his own network. He should be able to put out an original movie right now. I'll put out an original movie right now, and we can keep going, because Dame has a network, right?
Yeah.
And you know.
Well,
but
go ahead, man. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, it's like one of those things, like, just stop
Here's
talking.
The Here's the thing. They're both right. And that's not pandering. Remember, a few weeks ago, you were saying
Umar and Mouse.
Umar, right. So let me explain. From where Dame was sitting at the time, $1 million wasn't no money. Right? Matter of perspective. Right. So where I'm sitting from, probably had $50 million in his pocket at the time, or whatever the case may be, because Rockefeller was already, you know what I mean? $1 million when you factor in taxes, when you factor in, like he said, the time you know, take care of your closest people, because no way you can pull $1 million in and the people who roll with you don't get something. The time you get a whip, you really down. However, from 50's perspective, coming from the street with no money, $1 million is the world. That's like telling a homeless nigga 3 hot dogs with mustard and ketchup ain't no food. You out of your damn mind?
Right.
And so it is a matter of perspective. Now, 50, being as petty as he is, he's cancer, right? So the niggas be emotional and shit, right? He took that as an opportunity, because now he's up in the hundreds of millions of dollars or whatever, this and that. To now the tables have turned to throw a shot at Dame. And so it's a tit for tat. Dame, on the other hand, is looking at this as an opportunity to leverage back up, because there's no way he could beat 50 Cent in anything right now.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it a beam.
Yeah.
You put out them little movies you got. He put out his movies backed by stars and all of that. Bro, it's a wrap.
No, so Dame,
even if he Dame, go independent because of the money he has, the directors he can hire, the actors he can hire, you can't win. You can't win.
So Dame was trying to make the point, the boss point. Basically, you have bosses. 50, you work for stars, or you work for whatever company that you work for. I don't work for nobody. So I could put out a movie written, directed, and starred by me and on my own website and stuff like that. That was the point he was trying to make.
Malcolm,
which I get. I
who's
get.
Your boss
but
right
it's just
now?
Like, huh?
Who's your boss?
My boss is YouTube.
Thank you. Drop bomb.
Yeah.
We all got a boss.
Yeah.
We all work for BlackRock, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah.
In some capacity. Yeah. Right? We all work for BlackRock.
Yeah.
BlackRock own all this shit. So the illusion, unless you doing everything, even streaming independently, he might
be. Which he's not.
Right?
He's not.
So if you're not streaming independently, if you're not doing everything with no help, then we all answer to somebody or need somebody or somebody's going to eat off of. Now, I understand what Dame is saying. He can make his own decisions and his own schedule. I get it. Yeah. We can come on when we want to come on. However, if I violate the rules because I'm in somebody else's house, if they tell me to take my shoes off at the door and I go, nah, I ain't taking my shoes off, they have the right to tell me to get out their house.
Right. Now, because somebody said, I don't know how y'all don't respect Dame. It's not, we don't respect him. I just am, personally, this is Malcolm talking. It gets tired when it's the same thing over and over again with nothing to show for it.
Mm-hmm.
Personally.
I fought for Dame. Go back and watch these videos. When he was gone, when he did that Hot 97 interview or Breakfast Club, all of that stuff he did, I supported him on how I didn't like necessarily how he handled the Jay-Z situation because it's certain rules you got to play by, but I was with him the whole time. So, of course, I respect him. But when he needs help, for all of you people who respect him, he ain't got no money right now. They saying he owed $10 million to the IRS. So out of all his respect and blew all of those connections, see, this is what I'm saying. It's not what you do. It's always how you do it. When he got into the music industry, he chose to let everybody know he was here. I don't need you. I'm taking over. You can't do that against somebody with 300 years of music industry, you know what I'm saying? Know-how and muscle. Because all they're going to do is isolate you. And it's a system. The first thing they did is isolate Jay-Z from him.
Yep.
Right? Jay-Z is the one that we really want. You saw it when he bust up in that record company. So it's not about respect. I have the ultimate respect for Dame. However, now he's in a situation where he may be even questioning some of the things that he done and how they were done. That's it. Because nobody's coming to his aid. All of these rappers who knew him, all of these moguls who knew him, he ain't ever supposed to be $10 million down. Somebody should be looking out for him, and they're not. That's what it boils down to. So you want to be a boss? Yeah, you can be a boss. But it's all about relationships. So we're not disrespecting Dame, but going on every show saying the same thing, and now your receipts are not adding up because you're further and further in debt to prove a point that you're a boss is not boss at all.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody say. When I tell you I'm a boss, but I will go to Happy Burger to flip these, let Noble need some school clothes and I'm the one taking care of him. Welcome to Happy Burger. Don't mean I'm not a boss. Bosses got to do what they got to do. Or I can go, nah, I'm a boss. And the whole family is hungry and starving and nobody's eating. And I'm accumulating a whole bunch of bills, but I'm a boss. Get off that shit. Get off that shit. Just my humble opinion.
That's it.
That's
so,
it.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now back to the number one Father and Son podcast.
And we are back.
We are back.
Vote Black Dot.
Vote Black Dizzle. I'm going to get it done.
So, today, Vladimir Putin came out and said that he is in support of a Kamala Harris presidency. So, people don't know what to do with that because the slogan was like, you know, if you know, Trump is working with the Russians, and if Russian wants somebody to win, then you shouldn't vote for them. And then now he came out and said this, but I think he's just playing 4D chess.
Yeah.
You know.
He ain't got, he has a horse in the race, but not really. He just his hat in, you know, messing with people, you know, doing that kind of ish. Side note, Malcolm, I still have the Gathering of the Masters t-shirts available and bags.
Oh, nice.
For $21. So you want to go to the site. You can't beat that price. Throw it in the cart. Get one. Another side note, somebody throw the score of the Kansas City game in the comment section.
Oh, Ravens just won. Ravens are up 7-0.
Okay. All right. All right. I think things have changed since then, but just my opinion.
Same. So, yeah, speaking of the election, right? So Kamala Harris, people have been on her ass lately because they are putting together clips from her her rallies of, depending on where she's at, she's talking in a different accent.
Yes, yes.
Right? So some people are going, a lot of black people are going, well, if y'all don't, y'all have never been black before, if you never had the code switch, and that's the situation as well. So I, this is the thing I'd say. I've always understood code switching as being from and of in a certain environment, going somewhere else, right? Going to a different environment, like school, like college, like your corporate job, and having to throw on something else, right? To having to throw on a different accent, to laugh at certain jokes you might not laugh at. Code switching. We understand what code switching is. Now, is it still code switching if you're not from said environment?
No. And
right? If her mother was wealthy. Her parents are wealthy people. She went to the best school. So, like, what do you, you know what I'm
saying? Not only that, Malcolm. When everybody knows who you are, you can't code switch.
That too.
Right? You can't be a gangbanger and everybody know you don't bang. You banging on records. No, that's not going to work. So when you go into the work environment, that's code switch. When I go for a job interview, I got a suit on. I'm clean. I'm shaking firm hands. I'm laughing. I'm telling you why I need this job. I laugh at the white man's jokes. Ha, ha, ha. Give me the job. Code switching. Right. If I'm in the hood, I understand, you know, where I'm at, so you never lose that. And that ain't even really code switching. That's just
That's just
adapting to your environment, right?
Right, right.
And so because she's already world known, you can't go and start talking like this to the Southerners. We're going to win that election. We sure is. I tell you so. Niggas be like, when the bitch get this shit going? Yeah. It don't work that way. Yeah. That's like getting in front of the Puerto Ricans. Eh, me Kamala gonna win. I tell you, I'm gonna you vote for me. I win election. You get a more food stamp. I mean, you know, I take care of your family. What? Bitch, what? What the fuck? Coming to the hood, you know, I got that hot sauce on them greens, girl. Yeah. Let me tell you, girl, I put my greens in the tub, girl. I let them sit for a couple hours, child. Let me tell you something, child. You can't do that shit.
So you know who used to do it, though, and got praise for it? Not because it was subtle. Bill Clinton used to do that when he went to Southern states because he's from Arkansas.
Right.
Right? So he used to throw on the little twang.
Yes.
You know, when he was rallying in Arkansas and stuff like that, he used to... And it went over well because they said, okay, he's from here.
Right.
Right? I get it. Kamala, she is, like, nobody knows the real her. Me and my lady, we were just talking about this. She said, yo, when she first announced that she was running, I said, she's going to win because all of the positive press was just, I couldn't see nothing else but positive press about Kamala, about people saying, we need change and stuff like that. She said the last like month, the tide has flipped because everybody just feels like we don't know this woman. Like we don't know what she really stands for. She's stealing policies from Trump's plan and then naming it something else. And then everybody's acting like it's one thing. And people is like, Trump said he was going to do that months ago. Right. Mm-hmm. She did the interview, which was bad. It looked like she looks like an eighth grader who didn't read the book. and was told to get in front of the class
and tell us about it. Yeah.
And tell us about the book. That's how she, that's what I hear when I hear her speak.
So she pulled the LeBron James. He's sitting with Malcolm X's autobiography. Malcolm X was a deep man. Nigga, obviously you didn't read the book. Yeah. Now, side note, all this with back to Bill Clinton, when he came to Harlem, what did he do? Got on his saxophone.
Yeah, he did get in the saxophone. He did.
And niggas ate that shit up, right? Ooh, look at him playing jazz on the saxophone.
Yeah.
So they all do some form of code switching.
Yeah.
It's just that I think hers was a little bit, you know.
Yeah. It just comes across. And then,
and her laugh is cringy. Yeah, that laugh.
On CNN, they showing like the early poll numbers and Trump is beating her ass right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then even CNN had to say it like, yo, like, this is not looking good. So I still don't know. Like, I still don't know because I just don't know if they'll allow Trump to just be president again. I don't know.
No.
I don't see it.
Well, Malcolm, you said something last year. You said you don't think there'll be an election.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hold to that until I see an election.
Yeah.
Right, with the Venezuelan situation going on. So we have domestic and foreign shit going on at the same time. This shit is a melting pot, right?
Yo, guys, and you heard you see what's going on in New York with the mayor and the governor?
Yeah.
So two of the Eric Adams, two of his aides got raided today by the feds, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, that happened today. And one of the closest aides to the governor, Governor Kathy Hochul, was a Chinese spy.
Yes.
What's happening?
Yes.
And remember, because I always thought they were going to dump Eric Adams at the opportune time anyway, because they got him in for basically quote unquote wartime in New York City.
Yes. Yes.
Right. They just like when. After the lockdowns, everybody's back out. Firecrackers, fireworks is happening. They were able to put him in and kind of blame everything for him. Now he's probably is like his use is probably no more to them. Whoever Absolutely. Them is,
yes.
And it's probably kind of time to get him out of here. Put him around people who were probably spies and dignitaries from other countries. Who the hell knows?
The people whose offices was raided today, what were they raided for?
I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure
Because I know yet. Last month or a couple of months ago, one of his high-ranking officials was also raided for something about taking money. And
I remember that too, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot going on here in New York City. It's a lot going on.
So, we will see, guys. We will see. Because this political stuff, because the political stuff, the more I know, the more nothing makes sense. Because the basic rudimentary level of what you think politics is, right versus left, you think that's what it is. And then you realize, okay, now they all kind of friends. So there must be like different factions within that, right? Mm-hmm. And then you realize like, okay, but what if then there's different factions within that. Then there's the globalists. Then there's the ones who are against them. Like, then it's fights on so many different levels. I don't know where the threat's coming from.
And how can a Chinese spy get that high up in our government?
Bro.
Like, what was her... And I'm only asking an open question because she might have started... Because a lot of time, these spies, they be on code for 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just be working their way up into a position of power all the while gathering information for their country. It wasn't like she just probably showed up because that would be weird. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so you don't know how deep the rabbit hole goes or how many people are involved. And don't think just because they don't have a Chinese face that they're not Chinese spies.
That too.
Oh, money is money.
Bro, so today it was, when did this get put on blast? So a bunch of right-wing content creators, Tim Pool, I believe, Tucker Carlson. It's a few of them. They were all getting paid like $100,000 per video by a Russian company, by a Russian shell company. That just dropped, right? So when Tim Pool was going in on Ukraine and stuff like that, when he's saying Ukraine is the enemy, boom, boom, and then come to find out you're getting paid by a Russian company, it's just like, yo, what's going on here?
Yeah. That's why you don't believe nothing. Don't believe nothing.
Yep.
It's all a shit show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they all lying and they all got a price.
Yeah.
And the money right, that's what it is. Side note, I heard your man, there's a booty scandal going on with your man, Roland Martin.
What?
I heard.
Oh, yeah.
He forgot to turn his live off or something. Somebody walked by with their booty out, a dude or some shit.
Yeah. I don't know what that was about. I don't know what that was about. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was his algorithm showing that or I don't know what the hell I was about, but he got some explaining to do.
Okay, let me get to this. LTK, have you guys seen an uptick of sign up to vote via mail? Solicitations, they want us to vote by mail. No, I haven't seen that.
No,
but I'm not surprised.
I heard in a lot of those states where like the mail-in ballots were like really most prevalent, they're shutting a lot of that down.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
So I forget what state it was. It might have been Ohio, where like there's like 100,000 less requests for mail-in ballots this go around.
Oh, how convenient. Yeah.
Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I forget what state it was exactly, but I'm going to see if I can find it, because I definitely did read that, and that made sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that people, because if you remember 2020, that was the thing everybody was pushing. Sign up for your mail-in ballot. If you have been paying attention to this, it's a Democratic super PAC, I think, or it's a company. Where people can donate to, I think it's called Act Blue or Operation Blue, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And people are finding out that large donations have been made to that company in their name. And they're like, yo, I have nothing close to
that kind $50,000 of money.
Yes. To give away. And how did this donation get in my name?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So they're clearly funneling money to that company. I think it's called Act Blue, Operation Blue. I forget.
But isn't that mail fraud?
That is.
Okay.
It absolutely is.
All right.
Absolutely is, but you know. All right.
You're listening onto some sounds of Urban X.
On to some lighter news. If you guys remember at the beginning of the year, the Reese Tisa TikTok story, the Who the F Did I Marry?
Yeah.
That is being made into a TV adaptation. And Natasha Rothwell, she will star in and produce the series. If anybody's familiar with the Insecure show, I forget the friend, Kelly. That's the name on mm-hmm. the show. She's very funny. She's going to be Reese Tisa in the mm-hmm. show. That's cool.
Also in TV news, my girl, Tashina Arnold. Shout out to Sheena. Everyone still hates Chris.
Yeah.
Be debuting, I believe, on
That's Cartoon? On Comedy Central, I believe.
Comedy Central on the 28th of September. Yeah.
Shouts out.
Get with that.
Shouts out.
You know?
Yep. Somebody said Tim Pool is a Bernie bro. He's not right wing. Okay. I'll go.
He took the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
That means you are whatever I want you to bring. Right wing, left wing.
Yeah.
Once you take the money, you do what the hell I tell you to do.
Yeah.
How about that?
Hit the button.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So I saw a report that a media company partnered with Google and Facebook revealed that they listen to devices to serve you ads.
Are we surprised?
Yeah. Are we surprised? Yeah.
Now, my elders taught me that 25 years ago, and we looked at them like they was from the moon.
Right.
The cable box has got a double camera in it. They watching you. I'm like, come on, Bobby. Stop that shit, man. You know what I mean? I fuck with you, Bobby. Stop that, man. And lo and behold, they now can tell you that the smart TV can see you. And it's a device in the smart TV that even when you turn it on, the mic is still on. And so add that to a device that you have in your hand more than anything else. Man, you wake up and ain't got your phone? Shit. Yeah. You better lose one of your kids before you lose this goddamn phone. I ain't looking for my kid. I'm looking for my phone. And so why wouldn't they have a device or have the mechanism to feed you what it is they think you want? My problem is, this is my problem personally. Mm-hmm. I already bought the shit. Why you keep sending me the goddamn, if y'all that advanced, y'all should have known I already had my credit card on hand. Yeah. And
you might want another one.
No.
Yeah.
No. So they got to work that portion of it out since y'all want to be in my business. Yeah. Right? At least know when I purchased the shit, he already got that. Yeah. You know, let's go somewhere else, you know. But
I think they got tracking on, I know they got on location too. So if Google, because if you have Google Maps in your phone, they know where you at anyway. Yeah. So if you're at a store, then Google can still feed you. Because I'm telling you, I picked up a jacket. I tried it on.
Yeah.
And that exact jacket was on my timeline like that day or the next day. And I'm just like, no way. No way.
Yeah. Shit. Triangulated your location. Yeah. Knew where you were and decided, because it's all about consumerism. They want you to be a consumer, not a producer. So with that being said, and now with them glasses, Malcolm, there's going to be stores everywhere you go. You could be walking around and a nigga purchase a spot of space right here as you walking by. And you like, oh, shit, let me stop by this nigga store. You standing in the middle of the street shopping in some nigga store that only exists inside your glasses.
Yeah.
Right? Niggas think you crazy. So imagine having you go into the Nike store. And right over the Nike store is my store, and my prices is better. You're like, whoa. I only want 90 for them shits, right? That's where this thing is going, which means the space is infinite now, right? Like, you remember, you have, what's that law where you can't build certain buildings higher?
It's like, it's not zoning, it's like.
Fancy name for the shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All that's out the window in virtual reality because it's not really there, but it's there.
Good point.
So, you picking up what I'm putting down?
Yeah.
All right,
I miss when conspiracy theories were wild and hard to believe. Now, existence as a whole is one of those huge government. Yeah.
Because all of those conspiracies have been actualized, or most of them. And so now, you really got to go out there to move the goalposts.
Yeah.
Because all the stuff that seemed crazy 25 years ago, today you go, I can see that happen.
Yeah.
Right? So now you got to move the goalposts. Where's Bobby? And panic when you need him.
Yeah.
Bobby moved that shit way out. Y'all all right? Shit, I'm about to tell you right now. You better hold on to your seats now. Nigga told me one time, this is some shit Bobby told me. He said, all of them abandoned buildings in the hood, he said they're not abandoned. He said them shits is, they got fine dining in them shits. Niggas in there sipping champagne and shit. He told me in the middle of Africa, they got these glass cities. He told me some far out shit, man. It was better than anything you could ever read in a comic book.
Yeah.
He told me when they fly, the reason they fly a certain way is because there's blocks up in the sky that you gotta move around. I was eating like some shit on this is not good for me, man. This is, I'm going back to church. Bobby can send a nigga back to church. Nigga, just go back to Jesus.
Like, yeah, like, you know what? This is easy. This is easy.
This is easy to deal with Jesus walking on water.
I can deal with this.
You know, wine in the water. Yeah. And two pieces of fish. Cook some shit.
Yeah, I could do this.
Moses had the tablets that said, do not kill, came down the hill and kill everybody. You know what I mean? I'd rather, you know, deal with that shit than deal with the shit Bobby talking about.
Yeah.
Nah, shout out Bobby Hemmett. I love everything he stood for. And just opening up your consciousness is what it's really all about. And he was the master at it.
Side note. Somebody recorded themselves asking Alexa who they should vote for. Right?
I saw that.
And she asked if she should vote for Trump. And Alexa said, I can't tell you to vote for any one political party. Boom, boom, boom. Why should I vote for Kamala Harris? And she gave her policy. She gave her why she should and her track record and all of this stuff. Amazon came out and said it was a glitch and something. But
yeah.
Because remember, we talked about how on Google, you couldn't find any real negative stories about Kamala Harris, but you could find a bunch on Trump. So right. That's a way that they steer the conversations and steer the narrative. And remember, we talked about Mark Zuckerberg coming out and admitting to the Biden administration's role in censorship as well. He said he regrets it and wouldn't do it again, but, you know, who knows?
Now, check this out. To add to that, Spotify is suing, has got a lawsuit against somebody named Johan Rohr, R-H-O-R, because he created these AI bots that was creating fake music that accumulated over 15 billion streams, more streams than Michael Jackson, right? And was making a shitload of money until they finally caught him. And now it's a whole, but what it's showing is the minute this shit go digital, right? And they can manipulate that digital shit any way they want to manipulate it. Because I know a couple of niggas with a couple of phone farms. You know what I'm saying? That's just farming their own music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We remember French Montana got caught doing that shit. A whole bunch of farms. The minute it goes digital and it's no longer tangible, it opened up a gateway for everybody. So, yeah, they're going to sue Johan Rohr because he created, he was making, none of the music was real. It was all AI-generated songs that AI made up, and he put them on the streams, and collectively, 15 billion streams, he was getting paid.
Damn.
Millions of dollars.
Jeez, he got greedy. He could have. That's a grift. He could have kept going
forever.
Consistently on the low forever. Yes. He got greedy.
And what happens is because you got hackers that only take a penny or 2 cents off a bunch of accounts at one time, and they getting paid forever because you ain't gonna miss 2 cents.
Yeah, there's this guy. He invented something. Like he invented like. The technology to like build hospitals or something like that, or like to something. He only gets paid like a penny, so you like off of like the residuals, right?
Yes.
And you might think that's nothing, but if he gets paid by every hospital, in the country, right?
Yes.
Think about all of the transactions that are happening every day at every minute in a hospital. And them pennies add up.
Add up. It's when niggas get greedy, Malcolm. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once you get greedy and try to get it all at one time, that's when things go wrong. But a penny here, two pennies there, you know, you just keep it moving, man, and never get caught. The minute you start up in the game, that's what happens.
Yep. All right. Oh, man. Over the weekend at the Labor Day parade, 5 people got shot in New York.
Yeah, and that's a modest count because they be wilding at the
I wasn't surprised. I wasn't surprised at all.
You know what I mean? And now when you add gangs into the mixie, we didn't have gangs like that in the 80s or, you know, 90s when I used to go to the parade and stuff. you know, you, of course you had the Shatas and, you know, a few other, the Jamaican, a shower posse and all. But now you got regular gangs. And so this thing is popping off. And that's why I avoid crowds now. I can't be around that many people. When you drinking, the music is up, this, that. Because a few years back, one dude, he waited, spotted his op, walked right up to him. He had a mask on, like a you know, a handkerchief, and shot him right in the head, right in the middle of the parade.
God damn.
And so, you know, one of those things.
All right. Hit the button. Hit the button.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So I got a cool story from Bloomberg, right? So Yale University, they saw a dip in the amount of Asian Americans that have been enrolled in the school as freshmen. However, the Black enrollment, African-American enrollment, is at a steady 14%. Now, last year, the Supreme Court voted to, like, take away the race-based enrollment because Asian people were upset about them not getting into schools. Like, you know, what's it called? Affirmative action and stuff like that. And this article, I think, is hilarious because it's showing that whatever the hell they doing is still not working, and Black people are still being able to get in off merit. So, shouts out to them.
Clap that up. So they thought the Black numbers would dip tremendously because they removed this, and the Black numbers are steady, and the Chinese numbers are going down?
Yeah. They took a dip.
I like it. I like it.
That too.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Nice.
And somebody said HBCU enrollment has been increasing as well. Nice.
Nice.
Okay.
Shout out to all the parents whose kids went to school this week.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, sure, in a perfect world, we'd all homeschool our kids. This is not a perfect world. Don't let nobody steal that moment when you post that picture of your little nookie with their book bag and they're on their way to school and they're excited. The world problems are not theirs. Let them go have their fun and you should be proud as parents.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? My little man riding
out Big
his scooters.
Corey, happy birthday. Yep. 43, Virgo. Virgos are the smartest, most intelligent, gifted sign that the world has ever seen, especially August Virgos.
Ah, see, there you go. Yeah. There you go.
Urban X on my born day, father, mama, and son, YouTube. Much love. Thank you.
Hey.
Who's left entertainment? Right.
That's good, G.
It's your birthday, too. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Number one, father and son. That's who we are. Yeah, Malcolm, I mean, I'll include you guys in the overall Virgo thing, but Virgos, I mean, we like just everything. Jeez. With God's gift to signs, you know?
Thanks. Listen, man. I agree.
Yeah.
All right, wait, is it time for another commercial break?
It is. Mama Dot said it is.
Oh, it definitely is. It sure
so
is.
She's the boss. Right.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
All right.
Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show. And we're back.
And we
thank you guys for joining us here tonight. I know the game is on, but you're here with us. We appreciate you.
We appreciate it. We know Black Magic is on. And we appreciate it, you know?
I heard he's on with Phil Valentine. Gee.
Dr.
Phil Valentine. Gee.
Shout him out. Yeah.
Right. So speaking of the game, right? Apparently, the contract between Travis Kelce and what's her name?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is expiring at the end of this month. Their breakup will be happening very, very soon. And, this is all about...
How true is that, Malcolm? Because like, and now that it leaked, it can't break up.
Yeah. They got to stay together now.
If that was what it was about, because you could tell that that relationship was fixed anyway.
That's what it seemed like.
It was good for the NFL because they got to bring in regular people who don't know nothing about the game. And it was good for, you know, Kansas City and what they're doing. Right. And she'll probably do the Super Bowl this year coming up.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah.
Where's the Super Bowl this year?
I don't know. Is
Does
it
anybody
Vegas?
Know?
Where is it?
I don't know. Wherever it is, New Orleans or somewhere, wherever it is, she'll probably, her payment for doing, taking one for the team, so to speak, might be she'll get the halftime show.
It's in New Orleans.
It's in New Orleans.
New Orleans, baby. Yo, New Orleans people got the best accent. They do. They like people, I think people from Louisiana, they got the best accent out there, bro. Like it is, like we've met somebody, I forget her name. She was at the Gathering of the Masses. And as soon as she opened her mouth, I said, yo, I know. And then she absolutely was from New Orleans. So that was dope. Yo, speaking of, right? So Avery, she went down this weird, weird rabbit hole about Hurricane Katrina, right? She was watching TikToks about it. TikToks from people who were like of our age now who lived through it and were talking about their experiences. She wound up watching the Spike Lee documentary on it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's telling me about it. And yo, I'm not going to lie. And then this was her take. She says that was the worst thing that has ever happened in this country. As far as like disasters go, she said even worse than 9/11.
Yes.
I was like, worse than 9/11? And she goes, I'm telling you. And as she's telling, like she's, you know, telling me about this, mind you, I was in the sixth or seventh grade when this happened. And I'm just kind of watching clips on the news. Like, I don't know what's really going on, but she's telling me. And I'm like, yo, she might have a point. Like, it was really horrific. Malcolm. Like, the stories I was hearing, I'm like, yo.
Malcolm, I was just finishing up Hip Hop Decoded.
Right? I remember this. Yes.
When that happened, and I was so traumatized by what I was seeing and what I was hearing, the last two chapters in that book are strictly about Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
I had to write something about it. It was so devastating. The level of murder, rape, debauchery that was taking place during that time that went you know what I'm saying? No consequences. Black people were trying to come over that bridge and white people were sitting on that bridge bodying them. You know what I mean? It was so much that went on and so many people lost, so many people got displaced. There was so much that went on that I do believe that that was the worst and it could have been avoided. Let's just say that. Right? So,
yeah,
she could be onto something with that.
And what was I going to say? So, not something similar, but in North Korea, I believe there was a flood as well. And some politicians or some like, you know, officials, government officials dropped the ball. And apparently, this is, I don't know if this is true or not, but Kim Jong-un, like he killed 30 of the elected officials that were
they
in charge
said he
of that.
Executed
30
officials due to their negligence of 4,000 people dying in a flood that could have been avoided or something.
Yeah.
And so I bet they won't screw up again. And so.
Yeah. Because that's like, true. As she's telling me about this, right? I'm just like, yo, think about how ill it is. Think about how crazy it is that something that traumatic can happen to people in our country, like in our state and like a couple states over, people are living life as is regular. You know what I'm saying? And there's a group of people in another city within our country who just went through the most traumatizing experience of their life.
Yeah,
and we just kind of, it's 2024 and it's just kind of a footnote at this point.
Not only that, Malcolm.
Crazy.
When it happened, I remember it was the end of the month, right? And, you know, they're very poor down there in certain places. It's not that people didn't want to leave. They didn't have nowhere to go.
Right.
They had
right.
no money. So a lot of them had no choice but to wait it out. And so that Super Bowl the year after was a way to bring the economy back. Remember, that was the year the Saints won. Not that very first year. I believe the very next year. You know, when they rebuild everything back up.
And they drafted Reggie Bush, right? Remember, everybody was mad that George Bush, they drafted and it was crazy. Like, because I explained this to Avery, because I was like, yo, Reggie Bush that year, everybody and their mother knew he was going to be the number one pick coming out. Everybody knew it. And then the Texans had the number one pick. I remember seeing on the NFL website that the Texans had pre-made Bush jerseys because everybody just knew he was going to be number one pick. They wound up drafting Mario Williams. He was a defensive tackle. That was the highest I had ever seen them draft an interior lineman.
Yes.
At that point. And then Reggie Bush goes second to New Orleans.
Yes.
And I'm just like, you can't tell me that wasn't like by design.
It was ritualistic. It was a ritual. Yeah. Because George Bush is from where? Texas.
Yep.
Right? And if you'd have had his name, and his name was Mud after the Katrina situation.
Right.
That's
right.
When Kanye West said, George Bush hates black people.
Yep.
Right? So here you had Kanye, as Bush called him. He called him Kanye. I never did nothing to Kanye. Right? Saying, this nigga is trash. So if the Texans had took somebody named Bush.
Right.
So they wind up sending him to New Orleans, who were in favor of this Bush, but the universe don't know one Bush from the next.
Yeah.
So now Bush dropped the ball, George Bush killing a whole bunch of people because he's the president, and he went down. Now, you're doing a good job, Brownie. And then they draft this Bush, and it covered up that Bush's bullshit. All ritualistic, bro. You got to think magic. And the rest is history. Then a year later, they got that Super Bowl. Once they rebuilt the city, it brought people back there. And the rest, as you know it, is history.
Gentrified it up a little bit. You know how that goes.
Yes. Yendez, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the love. Right? And so that's how that works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Like, all right. Let's talk about some more stuff. What's this about Alicia Keys?
Well, Alicia Keys, I think last week made a statement, and I think she was just trolling. She was like, what is a DJ? You know what I'm saying? And she said, they don't really do nothing but press buttons. And so I think she was just trolling in reference to she got into something with a DJ, because I know she couldn't have possibly meant what is a DJ. You know what I mean?
We need to talk about one day? How What's overrated that? Swiss Beats is.
Say it again?
How overrated Swiss Beats is.
Oh, yeah.
One day. Not today, but we're going to talk
today,
about it.
Not today, but we'll get into it.
We'll get into it one day. I mean, a lot of his legend is built off of a lot of other people's backs.
Yes.
I'll say that. Just saying.
Yeah, her husband is a damn DJ. How about that?
Right. Let's take some questions, guys. Jay Nightmare, Photo Collection play tonight. Malcolm, you see Candace Owens versus that rabbi. I saw some clips. She spanked him real good.
Oh, I got to check that out.
Yeah, thank you for that. She spanked him real, real good.
I definitely got to check that out.
Yeah. I was actually shocked that he even actually agreed to that. I saw this clip from a podcast. It's called Two Good Jewish Boys, something like that. And he said if there was a button to where if I could press it and just erase everybody out of Palestine and just completely obliterate everybody in the Gaza Strip, he said, I would.
Wow.
And everybody from Israel, they'll do it too. And I was, and he just flat out said it with no qualms on his show. And I was just like, yo, this is the face of the enemy. This is it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Wayne Dotson, Miami U is going to break your hearts. Listen, man. Went into Florida, into the swamp, handled that business. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't close. But here's the thing about Miami, I'm really not sure about Cam Ward. I
want to
like him. He's a quarterback, and he's really good. He transferred from Washington, I believe.
Okay.
University of Washington. And he's good. I'm not saying he's not. I don't get the tingly feeling that I get. You know what I'm saying?
Pause.
I'm not sure yet. And the thing is about this Miami team, it's a very expensive team. And NIL deals, they have paid over at least $15 million for this team. They got to do it this year.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? That's what makes me nervous about it.
Thank you, Kim Jong-un. No, I'm only kidding. Koju. Thank you.
Thank you for
appreciate the support. Little something said he wasn't charged for the membership. We'll get right on that, sir. We will be charging you very soon.
Real quick, still missing a nerd talk. Listen, I'm hearing word that Eli wants to bring it back. I've been waiting.
Yeah.
I've been waiting.
Eli just started season 9 of his podcast today. So, yeah, something like that. It's 8 or 9. It's up there.
Yeah.
9. So they debuted their first show tonight, him and Freddie. And so last year we all were in a pool together. I won in terms of picking teams every week. You're looking
I was
at
like in second champ. Though. I came in like second place.
Second place never counts, bro.
Right.
Like Malcolm, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like when you used to do karate, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they called your name, right? You had to say, "Us," right?
Mm-hmm.
I personally think if you don't win first place, they should have to add a P to that. Right? They call your name, and in 7th place, Malcolm Browser, you should have to be like, "Puss," because you obviously puss, nigga. I mean, I'm... Us. Fuck are you ussing about? Nigga, you came in 7th place.
Gosh.
Nigga, you puss. Just keeping it a bean. All right, so just fall back on the 2nd place and the participation ribbons and all of that.
Listen, no. I came in 2nd place last year and I started out slow because I was just, you know, playing around my picks.
You puss.
I'm coming out hot.
I'm the only one who can say us.
All right, watch.
I'm the winner. You puss. Hey, y'all, I'm inching up on a year, no alcohol. Wow.
10 months in. Congrats to you.
That's what we're talking about, Bosco. That's what we're talking about, man. You're learning a side of yourself you haven't seen in years. And that's an amazing thing, bro. Watch all these doors begin to open up for you. Your clarity. I love it. Anything you after that's your hero's journey and is positive, I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Shout out to Skylar Bell. His UConn, they got their ass beat, but he had
he
a game.
Did his thing.
He did his thing. 5 catches, 141 yards. He did his thing. So
yeah, he did his thing.
Keep that going.
Katrina was in 2005. We won the Super Bowl in 2010. Okay, thank you. I just knew, well, it takes a couple of years to rebuild the city. So maybe my math was a little off in terms of a year or two, but that Super Bowl was really about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Restoring, you know, the city, and somebody in New Orleans would know better than I would. So I appreciate that, Nola girl. I appreciate that. Yep.
2nd place is first loser. Okay, Navy SEAL.
2nd place is first loser.
All right.
I like it. Hey, you say us a day in your life again, nigga. Did y'all talk about Cornel West's comments on the candidates?
What did he say?
What did he say? Neither candidate is good and we should vote for him? Is that what he said? I don't know. I'm asking.
That's did you hear about the Vince McMahon 6-part series? I did, and I can't wait for that. Yeah, the world is going to see. That man is like the literal devil.
I heard.
That man is like the literal devil, bro.
I heard.
Like, he don't care what, he don't care what just happened. Somebody just died. Owen Hart died, and he was just like, speed this up because we got another match after this. Like, yeah. Get him out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like that. You know what I'm saying? So
that's crazy.
And I want people to see how much of a monster this dude was, bro.
Yeah.
Reparations being blocked in California. Guys. What did you expect?
Yeah.
Not that we don't deserve reparations. Not that, like, we absolutely do. But do you think that these people who don't even, have not even really taken responsibility for what has happened to the Black American in this country to give money? I just, like, I wasn't surprised at all. Even when they try to kind of press Kamala on saying she'll do something for, you know, for Black people here. And she say, oh, absolutely. I'm like, come on, bro. Like, come on. You know what this is.
Yeah. And what's making it worse, what's compounding the situation is when you see these Venezuelans get all of this money, you know, to just come here. It just mud in the face of those who readily and rightfully deserve more than money. We need to have our credit at 700 for 100 years. We need to have free medical, free education, because it's not just the money. Because if you give money to people who are not in position to make the money grow and sustain, we just give it right back. We talked about that. And so along with the money must come the ability to understand money, also to get money in other ways, because free healthcare, 700 credit score, no matter what, all of those things translate to you being able to get business loans and other things where your money can grow for you. And so it's a litany of things that, you know, guaranteed home loans that need to go into that package as far as reparations is concerned, in my humble opinion.
Did you see Fat Joe with a shirt off in his new video?
No, please don't make me throw my food up. You heard my stomach rumbling.
It was gross.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. Gross. You know.
And then Remy, she, yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
Yeah, she's, you know, I don't know. They could be done.
Yeah.
You know?
But guys, that being said.
With that being said.
This was real.
Tune in tomorrow. Might be a pop-up show with nothing but selling merchandise. Tune in and buy something. We gonna shop out tomorrow.
UrbanX.com, 30% off site-wide. Go get you something before the fall comes in. And yeah, we appreciate you. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe on your way out. We'd appreciate it. Tell a friend to come in. Check us out. I think they all like, share, and subscribe to us as well.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys, man.
Peace. With that being said, peace.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!